They were six critical years that saw Lebanon nearly descend into a failed state. President Michel Aoun's tenure has come to an end, but he's promising to continue the fight against corruption within what he describes as the ruling establishment.
The biggest financial crime committed in the world using your own money. We could have cut the losses by using capital controls to prevent money smuggling, something that still hasn't happened. Why are they challenging us? Is it because there are going to be prosecutions?
Just like the last two presidencies, Parliament has not approved a replacement for Aoun, plunging the country once again into crisis and creating a power vacuum. Aoun says he's also approving the government's resignation.
I think we're very familiar with these vacuums. This is not the first time, as you know, that we face such a vacuum. It's more of a tradition now in Lebanon. Nevertheless, I think this is representative of the inability of the current Lebanese constitution, its inability to function properly.
The president left surrounded by his supporters who came to accompany him on his trip from Baabda Presidential Palace to his new residence.
This is Aoun's second departure from the presidential palace in 3 decades. The first saw him leaving defeated as the Lebanese civil war came to an end in 1990. Now, he leaves behind a bitter legacy that many Lebanese will remember his presidency for.
Some analysts believe the challenges facing Lebanon began long before Aoun came to office.
Aoun's presidency should be thought of as part of a continuum. What we're currently living in Lebanon is a continuity of a path that has been unraveling for the past, not just 10 years or 11 years. Some would even extend this continuum until the 1990s.
Aoun, who is a Christian, came to power in 2016, endorsed by Hezbollah, in a political deal that brought back Sunni politician Saad Hariri as prime minister. Many Lebanese will likely remember the Aoun era as a time of great difficulties. The biggest one being the 2020 Beirut port explosion that killed hundreds. The investigation into the cause went nowhere, with various political factions exerting pressure on the judiciary to limit the scope of the inquiry. That was followed by the significant loss of value in the nation's currency, which has led to a near total financial collapse and people unable to withdraw their money. Lebanon will now await the election of a new president in the coming weeks. But it's not only about political factions agreeing on a candidate. It's also about regional players facilitating and supporting such a move. Now, though, despite all the troubles, many Lebanese will hope to see a more stable future and an end to their troubles. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Baabda, Lebanon.